My name is Evan Marcus. I'm the head strength coach for the Minnesota Vikings. I've been doing this over 20 years. This will be my eighth season in the NFL. Recently was at the University of Virginia for the last 3 years and excited to be here in Minnesota. It was a very machine-based program before where guys used machines to do their training, and we went totally in the opposite direction to a complete free weight program. You know, the guys will come in and see that this is a different work environment, that we're going back to some basic old school type training with free weights, and I think the guys will really embrace it. The guys that have been here the past month see the difference, and they see the kind of things that we're doing. It's going to be more aggressive, more explosive, more dynamic, and I think as an athlete, you kind of see how that will translate to the football field. We're all here for the same purpose. We want to win. We think the things that we'll do in the weight room will contribute to that, and again, create the culture here that there's a standard of expectations, there's a standard of the way we work, and we're just looking to help guys win here.
I'm Chad Lundin. I'm Director of Operations and Facilities for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going into my 17th year here, and we've had a lot of different projects throughout the years. This new team meeting room is probably one of the largest ones we've had. So I think Coach Zimmer came to Rick Spielman first, and then the two of them came to me and said, here's our goals for the new team meeting room. You know, create a great learning experience for the guys, a good classroom setting where we can work toward being a smarter football team on the field. We've created 6 different seating platforms, and it gives them kind of that stadium or theater style seating, and we can fit 115 people in here. It also has wireless so that the guys can use the iPads that we use now. And the projection unit and screen is probably one of the best aspects of it. It's by far the largest screen that we have in the building. It is 18 feet wide by 11 feet high. And it can really, from all sites or all seats, you have a great view of the film that you're gonna be watching. We were building it during a week when Coach and Rick Spielman and some others were gone. And for them to come back and look at it and say, hey, this is great, this exceeds our expectations and really fulfilled our goals, that's good to hear.
I'm Eric Sugarman. I'm the head athletic trainer, and I've been here for 8 seasons. I think that we had an excellent sports nutrition program prior to this season. I think that we've just improved it with some increased knowledge. Some of the changes we made are, for instance, we got rid of the ice cream novelties, and now we have fat-free yogurt to make smoothies. And to make the smoothies and the shakes that are very popular for athletes, we have a fuel bar that we created with Gatorade's help. And we have blenders and shakers and whey protein and wheat germ and things like that to allow the athletes to make good-tasting, low-fat shakes and smoothies. We've eliminated many of what we call the red dots or the high-fat, mayonnaise-based or cream-based products. They're all gone.
We're going more towards the yellow dot, which is the moderate, you know, moderate fat, to the green dots, which is basically like fruits and vegetables. So I like the fact that we can take some of those red dots, if you will, and change them to yellow. I think we're just about at our peak now when it comes to nutrition for players.
So when it comes to food in our team, you know, there's kind of a committee of food members, I guess you would say. You know, Fred Evans is a food connoisseur. You know, Chad Greenway, Kyle Rudolph, and I could go on and on. Those guys, they eat clean. These guys are guys that have changed their diet and have leaned up. To have this program here now this year for them is, they feel it's really beneficial.